WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead, we begin this morning with first weather. Our chief meteorologist Dan Zero is here, and Dan, it could be an interesting morning commute.
Yeah, there will be some snowflakes around, but just to reiterate, this is not a major winter storm here. There could be some slippery spots, and yes, some accumulations in northern New Jersey, especially on cold, grassy surfaces, but it's going to be very far from a blizzard here, just to keep your expectations in check. Already seeing some light echoes on radar popping into Warren and Sussex County. We've had a couple of snowflakes flying around this morning. Light snow and rain showers throughout the day, and as Eric mentioned, north of Interstate 78, that's where we could see a healthy coating of snow, maybe locally higher amounts. Highs today, mid-30s to mid-40s. Showers taper off this evening, probably some fog overnight. Tomorrow will be quiet, but Saturday looks wet. Belvedere 33, Cinnaminson 35, and Clark 34.
I'm on New Jersey's First News, 502. While most Jersey kids are looking forward with excitement to a visit from Santa, a three-year-old North Jersey boy was fighting to just stay alive in a horrific case of abuse. Police have rescued the toddler from a series of brutal beatings and punishments handed out by half a dozen adults. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the details this morning. Patrick.
And Eric, if authorities know the motivation behind these punishments, which included these six individuals allegedly hitting the child with their fists or a belt or pouring boiling water on him, they aren't saying. The child, who lived with all six adults in a house in Newark, is now in protective custody, and the suspects are being held in Essex County, due in court today. They include the child's mother, 43-year-old Natasha Smith, a man with whom she has some sort of relationship but who is not the child's father, and four others who lived there prior, two sisters and the two daughters of one of those women. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are just above freezing most spots this morning. Now, we are looking for some light snow and rain showers throughout the day. A healthy coating is expected in North Jersey. We're talking about from Route 78 north. Locally, higher amounts are possible, highs ranging from the mid-30s to the mid-40s. So even though we'll have a wintry mix and maybe some sloppy conditions, this is not going to be a blizzard or a major storm, but budget some extra time on your way to work or school this morning. Dan will have more on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, who's next to testify from the Murphy administration about an alleged rape between two staffers? We'll have the latest on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Jersey Radio.
You guys are in a class of your own.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are right around the freezing mark this morning, and we could see some light snow and rain showers throughout the day today. North of Route 78, we could see a healthy coating. Elsewhere probably won't stick, but we may have some wet conditions on the way to work or school this morning. Dan has more on that in a minute. Many Jersey parents are going to be giving sons and daughters new internet-enabled devices for the holidays, but unfortunately, they won't be setting proper ground rules for how those will be used in order to keep our kids safe from cyber predators.
Before handing over that new cell phone to your child, psychologist Dr. Stephen Tobias says you must explain to them there are strangers online who are seeking to do them harm, and then make them sign a contract that spells out the cyber rules they must follow. After that, monitor their online activities.
To really always know what's going on, I don't believe that children have a right to privacy because they're going to get themselves in trouble.
Jersey State Police Lieutenant John Pizzurro of the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force says while arrests of cyber predators are up,
those individuals that have made their mission to target children are going to target children. The only thing that we can do is educate the public.
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Coming up tonight at 7, join us for a live cyber predator town hall. We'll get you the information and answers you need to keep your kids safe with a panel of experts. Again, that starts tonight at 7 on air and online at nj1015.com. Half a dozen top staffers for Governor Murphy will testify before the legislative committee looking into the administration's hiring practices. They include four staffers. Katie Brennan testified she told about allegedly being raped by another Murphy staffer. That staffer, Al Alvarez, has refused to appear before the committee. He maintains he's innocent. He was never charged in the attack, although a police report was taken. It remains unclear if Governor Murphy will be called to testify or if he would even agree to if he was called. Atlantic City Mayor Frank Gilliam, a no-show, at last night's city council meeting, the first since his home was raided by the federal government. His office has said he was scheduled to attend. Council President Marty Small had no comment other than to say no one on the council was going to, quote, kick people while they're down. Gilliam has had no comment since the FBI and IRS carted boxes and computer equipment out of his home. So far, no charges have been filed. The wounds are still fresh on the TCNJ campus, where hundreds gathered last night to honor the memory of Michael Sott, the sophomore killed in a drunk driving crash December 2nd. They were showing support for other students still recovering from the early morning wreck as well. The parents of each victim on hand for the somber event.
Michael Sott's father says Michael was at peace when he passed from injuries sustained during the crash.
The truth is that he was touching lives since he was born, right up till he took his last breath.
Today marks 12 days in the ICU for passenger Ryan Moore. His father, Eric, feels powerless.
I want to do so much and I can't do anything except pray and pray.
Daniel DeFlores says his daughter Danielle starts the next phase of a long recovery today, headed to an inpatient rehab facility.
We don't yet know if Danielle will ever be exactly the same as she was before this tragic accident.
Students Matthew DiGenova and Anthony Galante are also attempting to recover from the wreck. In Ewing, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Health officials are confirming another case of measles in Ocean County. There are now 19 stemming from an outbreak that began in October. The threat of new infections will continue until after the first of the year. Vaccinations are still being encouraged, and schools are being urged to exclude any child that has not had a vaccination. An annual survey of Jersey doctors finds for the third straight year, the number of doctors saying the changing healthcare environment has reduced the time they spend with their patients is on the rise.
At his doctor's office last week, John Fanberg noticed a timer outside the examination room, tapped by the doctor on his way in and then back out. As the chairman of the law firm Brock Eichler's healthcare practice, he understood why. Practices owned by larger groups and hospital systems keep track of how long doctors spend with each patient.
There is a lot of pressure on healthcare providers today, patients, physicians, to see as many patients as is possible during the course of the day because of low reimbursement.
61% of physicians who answered the law firm survey said they're spending less time with patients. That's four times as many as in 2015. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
It's a story we first told you about earlier in the week, sparking some holiday spirit from the Port Authority. A motorist bothered by the Holland Tunnel's wreath placement took action and actually managed to spark the 2018 Great Holland Tunnel decoration debate.
Corey Windelspecht says it shows the power of the internet. He started a petition to have the Port Authority change where the wreaths at the tunnel entrance hang. It's now led to an online poll to let the people decide.
It's a fun thing. It's a fun holiday thing. It's a fun debate, right? It's going to be a debate because no one's ever going to be completely happy with it.
The poll, which runs through Sunday, offers four options for where the holiday decorations should be placed. The Port Authority, for their part, both embraced it by offering the poll and penning a decoration debate poem.
You know, I'm glad the Port Authority is showing their human side.
Matthew White, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 512. We have a wintry mix that should be impacting much of the Garden State today. Dan will have the latest, and we'll recap our top stories next.
Your phone is always with you. And so is New Jersey 101.5. Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere. Download the app.
Anywhere I go in the country, I tune in on the app, and I feel like I'm at home.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now. It's free. Supported by Robert Tekansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, what can we expect on the ride to work today?
Well, all the signs on the highway are warning of winter weather today. And yes, we will see some snowflakes in New Jersey, but this is not going to be a major winter storm. There could be periods of reduced visibility and maybe some slippery spots, especially in the northern third of New Jersey. But for most of us today, we're going to see a quick transition from light snow showers to light rain showers. Temperatures this morning are hanging out right around the freezing mark for most of the state, even warmer than that along the coast and in South Jersey. So again, don't expect much here. I don't think you're going to have any significant travel issues. In northern New Jersey, that's along and north of Interstate 78, I think we'll see a healthy coating of snow, especially on cold, grassy surfaces. Locally, higher amounts are possible. Models have kind of backed off that threat, though. So I think it's just a conversational snow, not a big bag, wintry mix, terrible day. Showers will taper off this evening and fog is possible overnight. Tomorrow will be cloudy and warmer in the mid-30s and in the lower to mid-50s, and then rain likely all day Saturday. Next storm system Saturday, that could be a washout. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, it is a horrific tale of abuse. Six adults, including a child's mother, arrested in Newark for repeatedly beating and torturing a three-year-old boy. New Jersey doctors say health care changes continue to force them to spend less face-to-face time with a patient. In sports, Nets hang on to beat the Sixers, Cavs over the Knicks, Flyers and Islanders lose by a goal apiece, and the Mets are bringing back Jairus Familia, the Yankees re-sign J.A. Happ. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey First News time is 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Thursday morning. Pretty quiet so far. A couple of snowflakes flying around North Jersey. We'll see more snow and rain showers throughout the day. Nothing too heavy. Could be a healthy coating on cold surfaces in northern New Jersey today. Maybe locally higher amounts, but south of Interstate 78, don't expect much here. High temperatures today range from the mid-30s in North Jersey to the mid-40s in South Jersey. New Jersey 101.5 News time, still 519.
All Jersey, all the time.
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I listen to you every day on the way to work.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
523 on a Thursday morning in the Great Garden State, and you could see some rain or even some snow flurries floating around out there this morning. Certainly enough to wet the ground, but it probably isn't going to stick until you get north of Route 78. They have been brining overnight. So far, road conditions are said to be good. Dan will have more on the storm, and we'll have more on your commute with New Jersey Fast Traffic coming up. Friday night is going to mark a big moment in history for high school athletics in the Garden State. At 6 o'clock, Manalapan High School will kick off the first ever wrestling meet for girls only.
Two girls wrestled on the Manalapan team last year, going against boys on the mat. But this year, says Coach Scott Pressman, they have 19, enough to host an all-female dual meet Friday against Jackson Memorial.
It's about growing the sport at the end of the day. And, you know, if wrestling is great for a guy, why wouldn't it be great for a girl?
Athletic director Rodney Taylor says the entire building understands the magnitude of this event.
To be on this side of history with high school wrestling is tremendous for us.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 524. With nearly 100 ideas across 13 priority areas, a new report called Thriving Cities from the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey is laying out an ambitious revitalization plan. It puts a lot of focus on making sure current residents take part in the turnaround, rather than getting pushed out.
Joe Delafava of the Ironbound Community Corporation in Newark says the new urban agenda is development without displacement of current residents, uplifting an area without uprooting people.
Creating a community that anybody would want to live in, but the people who are there today can continue to live in.
Delafava says Newark is on the verge of adopting an ordinance providing lawyers to low-income tenants facing eviction. The report suggests the state government create a similar program that would be New Jersey-wide, along the lines of what's now done for undocumented immigrants. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 525. A few weeks ago, the State Commission of Investigation issued a scathing report about illegal activity in New Jersey's wholesale used car industry. This followed an SCI report 3 years ago that found the industry rife with fraudulent behavior. One lawmaker says he's had enough of that.
Jersey Assemblyman Paul Moriarty is pushing a plan to improve protections for people who purchase older used vehicles. His used car buyer's bill of rights would prohibit the sale of as-is used cars. It would require contract cancellation options for consumers.
And it would prohibit dealers from selling cars that are deemed certified or any other descriptive term that suggests the vehicle meets certain standards when the dealer knows that there are repair issues.
It's time, says Moriarty, to close the loopholes that allow bad actors to operate here. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 526. A wintry mix is likely across the Garden State today. Dan has everything you need to know about it in 4 minutes coming up on the half hour at 530. Also coming up at 530, just a terrible story of abuse involving a toddler in Newark and six adults, including his mother. We'll have that story and check business news next.
Dominski and Doyle.
I mean, this was 30 years ago. There wasn't as big a deal of half
people. What do you mean by, I saw a movie.
Siri's talking to me.
Again, Siri, shut up.
I'm kind of busy here, Siri.
This is an A-B conversation.
I don't know what you mean. Well, then butt out.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28 as we update business news this morning. So far, markets have been mixed around the globe, and stocks in New York couldn't hang on to the big gain yesterday. They still finished broadly higher. The Dow managed to close up 157 points. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director, Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. And Sergio Bichau is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.